Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. If you look to the west after sunset, you will see the planet Venus. Setting around about 8:30 near Venus in the western sky, we also have Mars. Mars will set around about 8:20 p.m. Now, the icing on the cake for our planetary bonanza is Jupiter, visible in the eastern sky around about 6:30 p.m. This week, we have an exceptionally bright pass of the International Space Station on Tuesday in the northwest part of the sky for around 3 minutes at around 7:49 p.m. So keep your eyes on the sky.
And another one that you've been keeping an eye on for us, NASA spacecraft that we've been hearing about. It is a voyage into the asteroid belt and the mysterious dwarf planet Ceres, where they've seen some mysterious lights.
That's right. We reported a few weeks ago that Dawn has been sending back the first detailed images of this mysterious dwarf planet known as Ceres. However, those images were still blurry and undefined. That is, until now. Dawn has begun sending back new images that reveal in astonishing detail the surface of Ceres and many of its major features, including mysterious white patches on the surface.
What do you think that could be?
Whatever this mysterious substance is, it must be something that is reflecting quite a bit more sunlight compared to the surrounding dark rock.
Ice or some kind of metallic substance like they've got on Venus, or maybe it's some cool new cities we can explore.
Right. Maybe not cities, but from a distance it would certainly look like ice. But what's interesting is just how it is distributed. For a start, the patches are almost random and unconnected, which could possibly indicate areas where some sort of liquid has been released from beneath the surface and then quickly frozen in place.
So something else might slam into it and the liquid would pop out like an egg, kind of.
That would almost certainly be the case. We have to remember that Ceres is part of the asteroid belt, and it's possible that collisions with smaller objects are responsible for many of the major features we see on its surface, including the huge amount of impact craters. It's possible that beneath the shell of Ceres, there could even be liquid water waiting to be discovered.
What's the time frame?
Well, Dawn is due to enter orbit around Ceres on March the 5th, so our listeners can expect to hear more awesome news from the Dawn spacecraft then.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I am Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.